Welcome to our AI podcast. Here are the news of the day. Check out this news. Driving real business value with generative AI for SMBs and beyond. Briefly, companies are struggling to realize the full potential of generative AI despite its massive economic promise. The key bottleneck is not the technology itself, but the lack of a focused strategy that integrates employees' business processes and customers. A human-in-the-loop approach is crucial, as AI systems are inherently probabilistic and require human validation to prevent errors and address employee concerns. Focusing on workflow optimization by pinpointing bottlenecks and freeing up employee time for higher-value tasks is essential. Finally, ensuring data security and privacy from the outset is vital for fostering trust and mitigating potential risks. This just in, Strella raises $4 million to automate market research with AI-powered customer interviews. In short, Strella, a startup founded by Lydia Hilton and Priya Krishnan, has raised $4 million to automate market research using AI-powered customer interviews. The company's AI moderator can conduct interviews, analyze responses, and synthesize findings in real time, enabling faster and more scalable qualitative research compared to traditional human-led interviews. Strella's platform is designed to work alongside human researchers, providing flexibility in the use of AI, moderated, and human-led interviews. The company's method aims to lower the time and cost barriers to qualitative research, potentially enabling more frequent and comprehensive customer engagement across various industries. Strella has already signed on 15 customers, including Duolingo and Spanx, suggesting broad applicability for its technology. Check out this news. Tech execs from Salesforce and Qualcomm share their best practices for implementing AI in the workplace. In short, the key points from the news article are: tech executives from companies like Salesforce and Qualcomm believe that generative AI is now a necessity for enterprises, not just an option. 2, they emphasize that AI should complement, not replace, human employees in the workplace. 3, Verizon has implemented AI in various areas like network operations, workforce planning, and customer service, has created an AI council to oversee the responsible adoption and deployment of AI. 4, while concerns about AI bias exist, the technology may also help identify potential biases that humans may overlook, leading to more thoughtful and richer discussions. 5, the focus is now on the thoughtful and responsible implementation of AI at scale rather than just aggressive experimentation. Don't miss this headline. Nansen Beyond DeFi report highlights 3.2B market for AI services. Here's a quick summary. A recent report by Nansen and MetaStreet highlights the growth potential of blockchain-based services, particularly in the AI industry. The market for distributed graphical process units, GPUs, or GPUs as a service, was valued at $3.2 billion in 2023. This market, used primarily for training AI models, is expected to increase in demand in 2024 and beyond. Decentralized Physical Infrastructure Network, DPIN projects, which include services like decentralized energy and data storage, are predicted to show significant growth. Overall, the report suggests that AI-driven services, such as NodeFi and DePIN, are emerging as key areas of growth in the decentralized finance sector. This just in, Adobe teases AI tools that build 3D scenes, animate text, and make distractions disappear. To summarize, here's a summary of the article in 5 sentences. Adobe is previewing 3 experimental AI tools: Project Scenic, Project Motion, and Project Clean Machine. Project Scenic generates 3D scenes that can be used to create detailed images. Project Motion is a two-step tool for creating animated graphics with customizable styles and effects. Project Clean Machine automatically removes distractions from images and videos while also correcting any unwanted visual